Now that's savoury.
Breakfast Food with Leisha Jones on 95BFM.
Morena, Leisha, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. What are we talking about today?
Sandwiches.
Oh, my fave.
I know, I'm so into this topic. Yeah,
you guys screamed with delight when I said I was going to talk about sandwiches.
I just think you can't go past a good sandwich.
And sometimes I feel like they're underrated, you know? Like, they can really be a star.
Yeah, well, not in my world, they're not underrated. I'm something of a sandwich enthusiast. I love them. I love how every cuisine kind of has a starch, you know? So whether it's rice or, you know, naan or tacos. So you can kind of, if you think about it that way, you can kind of take any food that you would put in a taco or a flatbread or a naan and put it into a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very versatile like that. What do you guys have, like, a favourite sandwich experience?
Well, I'm quite into, like, a soft white bread with a crumb chicken situation, but look...
like a Japanese kind of katsu sandwich. Yeah.
That would be good. I just like anything that's got a bit of like salami and cheese and lettuce in it. That's, you can't go wrong, I think, there. And some mustard. That's a good vibe.
Do you have a recommendation for like if you were building a sandwich, what would be your best bread, sauce, green thing?
Yeah.
Is it green thing? So green thing?
It all depends on what kind of sandwich you're making, but generally you want the bread needs to be kind of act as like a vessel and not be too much the star of the show. Like, I hate when you get a sandwich like on a baguette and you take a bite and all the filling just falls out, you know, and it's mostly baguette and then you end up with just a mouthful of bread. So you want something that's kind of, you know, soft enough to just kind of hold the fillings, but not to take away from them too much. And then for the fillings, you want to have something, you want to have a protein, and then you want to have something creamy, like a mayo or a butter or a cheese or something. Mm. Something acidic, so like a pickle of some kind. And then something fresh, so your veggies and stuff like that. And then it's got to have a bit of texture. So I think putting chips inside a sandwich doesn't have to be reserved for just a Marmite and chip sandwich.
Ooh,
I think you can
okay.
put them inside. Like the other day I bought a really trashy tuna sandwich on the ferry and I bought a packet of salt and vinegar chips and I put them inside the tuna and lettuce sandwich.
That is a great combo.
And it just, really made it
oh my God,
a world better.
I would never think to do that.
Yeah. I think there are a few things in the world that can not be improved by salt and vinegar chips.
Oh, okay, this is... I don't like salt and vinegar chips, I won't
what?
Lie. I'm not a fan.
Best
but that's
flavor.
Okay. I'm just one of those people that
quantifiably
that
the best flavour according to that list that came out of the 100 best flavours in New Zealand chips. That was salt and vinegar was the number one. So the people have spoken, Tess.
I mean, I sit in the box of don't touch me with a salt and vinegar chip and we'll be fine. I'm not a fan, but that's okay.
So
I can respect it.
If you're making a grilled cheese, which is one of my favourite sandwiches, I think, I normally love a trashy white bread for a grilled cheese. I just mm-hmm. think it toasts so nicely.
Do you butter the outside?
Well, yes, but for cooking a grilled cheese sandwich, it's better to use mayo on the outside rather than butter. Because
that is such a hot tip.
It has a higher smoking point than butter. So you know how sometimes when you make a grilled cheese and the butter on the outside will burn before the cheese has melted on the inside? So you've
got
to kind of control the temp. So if you use mayo on the outside instead, it kind of goes golden at the same time that the cheese on the inside melts.
That is a hot tip. That's a very hot tip.
I would never have thought to do that.
I learned that a couple of years ago and I've never looked back. I've never buttered the outside of my grilled cheese again. So
I know what I'm having for lunch.
Does it taste quite mayo-y? Or do you get the same effect?
No, it has the same effect. It just goes golden and it actually, is more delicious in my
opinion. So do you go just for a basic cheese inside a grilled cheese?
I think you always want to use a cheese blend inside a grilled cheese. Ooh, so you want something that melts really easily, like a mozzarella or a Havarti or something, but those cheeses are generally really mild in flavour. So then you want to mix it with something that is a little bit sharper with a little bit more flavour, like a Gouda or a cheddar. And last week we were talking about brassicas and you were saying how your mum makes cauliflower cheese.
Yeah.
Something I have done before at home is I've got a jaffle maker, you know, the ones, you know, a jaffle maker that's like
what's that one? The
makes the triangle ones?
Yeah, like old school kind of.
And it kind of snaps them together.
Yeah,
and they turn into like a bubble almost.
Yeah, so you can kind of stuff them with fillings rather than just cheese. You can put all sorts of things inside.
Yum.
I like to make a cauliflower cheese and then put that inside a jaffle with more cheese. Oh, so
yum.
Oh my god, that sounds so good.
Yeah.
So that's
yum.
For something, that's something for if you've got like a bit of time to make your grilled cheese, right?
Yeah.
So you need to put a bit. What about for like a basic, if you were just throwing together, what
running
would be
out the
your
door.
Yeah, what would be your hot tip for with cheese?
Inside a grilled cheese sandwich?
Yeah.
I like just jalapenos and ham and cheese is my favourite filling for a grilled cheese sandwich.
Where would be your hot picks for places you can either get a good sandwich or a good grilled cheese if you're out and about in Tāmaki?
I have three favourite places to eat sandwiches in Auckland.
I love that. You're so sure, like you know exactly where.
I came prepared.
Yeah. One of them is Fort Greene on K Road. So they make their own bread and they control the whole experience, you know. So they really think about what kind of breads are going to be good for, you know, the different kinds of sandwiches. Yeah. Their grilled cheese is amazing. They use four kinds of cheese and they serve it with a side of red sauerkraut and pickles so that it cuts through all the cheesiness.
Yum.
And their Reuben is, I think, the best sandwich in all of Auckland.
Wow,
so
that's such a big call. What's in their Reuben?
Just, you know, the classic filling, so sauerkraut and then is it corned beef or pastrami in their Reuben? I can't remember. I think it's corned beef. Thousand Island, whatever that sauce is called that's on it. Yeah. It's very classic. And cheese.
Yum.
Russian dressing, sorry, and Swiss cheese.
Nice.
But yeah, it's just the way that they do it. They make everything themselves and so it's just, you know, so delicious.
So Fort Greene,
Hare and the Turtle, which is near New Lynn, and they have like a really simple sandwich menu, but they just make them, they're so simple and so well done. Like they have one called the bologna, which is just mortadella and provolone cheese, but it's in this soft, airy bun, and they cook the mortadella so it's all crispy and golden.
Ooh, yum.
And then the other place I like going to for sandwiches is The Fed, and they do an amazing chicken salad sandwich and amazing grilled cheese as well.
That's very
good. Their grilled cheese has got truffle in it, and they use the cheese curds that they put on the poutine. I think it's only available on the late night menu, so you can only get it after 11 p.m. on Friday and Saturday.
Yum. That sounds fantastic.
It's interesting that the Hare and the Turtle was one of your picks, because I feel like mortadella isn't something that you see around Auckland a lot.
What is mortadella? I'm a heathen over here. I don't know what you're talking
about.
It's
basically, it's an Italian luncheon sausage, really.
Okay.
Right. It's like, I feel like luncheon could put, the word luncheon for me, with my memories of luncheon as a child,
yeah,
that puts me right on off.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like nice.
It's nice. Okay, posh. Yeah. Posh luncheon.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I think one of my favourite sandwich places is the Cross Street Market. They've got their cheese and pickle toasties.
Yeah,
they're fantastic. Very good in the winter. Very good hangover cure as well. So that would be my one to add to the list there.
Yeah.
This is something that I always qualm with. If I'm making my own sandwich and I'm taking it for lunch, what ingredients do I leave out to make it not go soggy? How do I prepare this so that I may have the best sandwich experience?
Just not
when
soggy.
I turn up.
Yeah,
to
definitely to the tomato. Leave that out.
Yeah.
Lettuce you might be okay with, but even it's just the way that you would layer it. So try and put something in between the bread. So if you put the cheese up against the bread, and then the lettuce and then the tomato somewhere nestled in between, and then the ham, you know, like so that it's not touching the bread. But also I would, if you've got access to a toaster, I would make something that you can toast and then maybe leave the fresh fillings out and put them in after you've toasted it.
That's genius.
Fantastic. Well, I know what I'm having for lunch now. Thank you, Leisha, for chatting about sandwiches.
You're
one of my favourite topics. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
That hit the spot.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.